He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, brother.
We got Justin with his boy South, and they were at the Braves game last night. And I forgot where are you headed to, Justin? I forgot already where you said where you guys are going tonight.
I didn't say, but okay. Somewhere in New York, I don't know where.
Just let the bus driver drive.
That's right. Couple
things. First of all, I don't know, Roger, somebody sent us on our text line, Middleton Air text line. Have you guys seen the Joe Nichols Baby's Got Back?
Baby's Got Back.
And I told Roger, I said, I've not seen it. Roger, I think you have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's you and who's the guy? Sir Mix-a-Lot? When did this happen? When did you do this, Joe?
Oh, my God. That was at least 10 years ago. 10 or 12 years ago. Man, that's a prime example of you never know how far a joke can go.
Yeah.
I didn't really mean for that to spiral out of control into actually doing a video and putting that song on the record. What happened was I played a festival, I believe in Arizona or Colorado, and it was in the late afternoon, early evening. And in the middle of the set, the crowd just has an automatic energy. You know, Justin, with those festivals, it's just, you know, a sea of people. And you kind of want to know, is it me they're excited about, or is it just the crowd? And just to kind of jolt everybody, one day I just, out of nowhere, just sang that country version of, I like big butts and I cannot lie. I even surprised the band. The band didn't know what I was doing. I was just sitting on acoustic. And the crowd kind of, you know, reacted really, really wild. And the band guys the next day, they're kind of like, you got to do that. That was fun. The crowd went crazy for that. And so we kept doing it a few times here and there. And my manager was like, you know, we ought to just put that on get that recorded. And I was like, yeah, in your damn mind. I'm recording that song. And so he talked me into it at the end of the recession. And I was like, I'll never make the record. And then before you know it, the record label's like, let's put this on the record as a bonus track. I'm like, oh, my God. You know,
stop it, people.
And so the next thing you know, my manager's like, look, I'll pay for the video. But I got Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, his people on the phone, and they want to do a video, too. I think it'd be great. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How far would it take this thing? Next thing you know, we got a video. And it was, we did the video. We modeled it around that Back to the Future scene with Huey Lewis, you know, in the opening kind of scene that, you know, he played for the high school talent show. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of the idea. And so Mix-a-Lot was great. He was freaking awesome. He hates flying, so we had to go do the video in Seattle. He will not fly anywhere. Almost had a plane crash, he said. So he's great, man. He was awesome. He told me a lot about licensing, and we just spent the day talking about the music business and where they take advantage of you, where you can take advantage of them. You know, so yeah.
Wow. Good day. Well, that's great. Cool. It's a great story, and it lives on forever. It lives because of the internet and YouTube. Yeah. It lives on forever. So okay, good stuff.
I'll tell you this video right there taught me never read the comments on YouTube. Ever. Don't ever do that. Apparently,
very nice.
I killed country music, cool. Me alone, in 2017. Yeah, it was me.
Oh, that's good. A couple things before I wanted to let you two talk a little basketball, but I was going to mention football cranks up today. I'm going up to Fayetteville to watch practice. I told Roger and Steve early this morning, I get to sort of wear two different hats. You know, I'm a member of the working media, so I get to show up, and then after about 20 minutes, they run off the media, but I get to stay because I'm a former player, and so I get to see a little bit extra. Won't much. You know, there won't be a lot of action today. I just want to see the body language of the team and see what they look like, even in their shorts, just to see physically how they look. So
he wants to see what they look like in their shorts.
You know, what is this? Sometimes, you know, one of my old coaches used to say the old saying, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. And so they could certainly look like they're physically ready. But I just want to sort of see how they run practice, sort of see the mentality of how, you know, see how the coaches coach them up. So I'll report back on that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear, Joe, because you hadn't heard it, I guess Silverfeld probably had his most fiery speech, if you will, that wasn't speaking to a group or being in front of a press conference. We'll play that in just a second before we get into the basketball. So, Roger, if you've got that, put
Christian
this,
in there.
Christian, put this up since Joe probably had a chance to hear this. This was yesterday, Ryan Silverfeld talking to the team.
Tomorrow, we walk in here, Super Bowl Sunday. My hair should be on damn fire. Oh, I got workouts, I got meetings, I got a walkthrough. I'm going to be so focused. I'm going to be paying attention. This is the best day of my life. Practice number one, a helmet. Zero freaking lows. The time is now. Have a sense of urgency in everything we do. One of you guys is going to look up. Your alarm clock's going to go off tomorrow morning at 4:45 in the morning. You know what you're going to do? You're going to hit the snooze button. It's for losers. A snooze button saying, I'm not ready for what today has in store for me. Guess what? We're going to say, yeah. That alarm goes off. I'm hitting the damn ground saying, hell yeah. August 7th, yeah. Alarm goes off, yeah. I'm hitting that button, I'm getting in bed, I'm jumping out of bed, I'm saying, hell yeah, what does today have in store for me? Have a sense of urgency. Walk across the street with a purpose. Park that car whatever time that is. When you leave here, a sense of urgency to go home, get my rest, turn back around, and come in the next day and attack it day after day after day.
All right, there you go, Joe. I thought that was probably his most, you know, you heard him cuss a little bit more there and have some urgency. And he said also yesterday, I don't care if people don't like me. So, anyway, I don't know if you'd heard that, Joe, but that was yesterday, Ryan Silverfeld.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm excited to see him play too. You know, I worry about size. You know, in the SEC, everything is about size and speed. And you know, I only see online, you know, what guys are listed at. And so I worry if we have SEC size. So that, you know, if you could tell us what we look like, you know, even if they look like Tarzan play like Jane, you know, we need size and speed. So,
I'm anxious to see that because I'd heard that, again, physically, we just probably not quite where we need to be. But again, I'll share with that tomorrow. All right, boys, let's talk a little basketball. We went by 57 yesterday. I said, I think they got a bunch of Uber drivers off the street to get in there and play against it. Razorbacks won pretty easily. But that's what was expected. J.J. Andrews took care of business, 24 points, 3 of 4 from the threes. I think he averaged 18 points, 7.5 rebounds. We saw the amazing athleticism of George Smith Jr. and sort of like Michael Jordan at times. But just wanted to get y'all's take. I don't know if you've seen much of the four games. But, J.M., we'll start with you and then go to Joe after that.
Yeah, I watched the first three games. I didn't get to watch yesterday, but, you know, saw a few highlights. But, I mean, I think it was a successful trip. You know, I think they probably got more out of it from a camaraderie, team-building standpoint than they did basketball. But regardless who you're playing, you can still tell when guys can play. And man, we've got some dudes. The only thing that I come out of it with, I'm not, I don't want to overreact and say I'm overly concerned, but I was not impressed, but too much so with our front court. There wasn't one of those guys to me that stepped up and was like, holy cow, this is the dude at the five spot. And, you know, you had some moments from a couple different guys, but other than that, man, these freshmen, Smith and Andrews and Torre, those three in particular to me were very, very impressive.
Joe, what do you say?
Man, I kind of agree with that, actually a lot. But for me, the five, I think Cooper Bowser should have separated himself a little bit from especially Caleb Origu. I thought Caleb Origu played great for being as young as he is. And his upside is really high. He's kind of with Bowser at least at this point.
Yeah, I think he's easily the best one on the team at that position already.
That's really good. We played without Mika, and so Mika changes that team, I think, quite a bit, because I think with this team currently, I think you needed a little bit more scoring, a little bit more inside presence, a little more half court than we had. We just seemed to run the ball quite a bit. That might be the identity of the team because we lack a little bit of shooting. But I think they look great. I worry about half court, big man, you know, can we stop the ball? Can we slow down? Can we run a play? Can we pass it inside? I don't think we can do that yet. I don't know. We haven't seen, you know, what Mika's got. I think Mika is an offensive man, beast, but we don't know that yet. I think they look great. They look like what they were supposed to look like. And to me, those are the two key things. I think our best shooters are Thompson, maybe. He's got the purest looking shot to me, and Milt Wilkerson. And I think that's as far as I think our team will go. To me, it looks like we have overlap at the three spot. Like that, we have guys that are up there with our best players that'll sit on the bench because we can't play five, you know, threes out at the same time. Maybe we can. Maybe we will. But it seems like we're going to have a couple of guys on the bench that belong in the floor just because we don't have, you know, like I said, a dominant five like we were all hoping to get. But, I don't know. They look really good. Like you said, man, we have some dudes. We're young, super young. We're going to get frustrated and probably take a couple of really good beatings by some really good teams with super big teams and experienced teams early on. I don't know how many we play, but the non-conference schedule looks really tough, and we're going to probably struggle with some of the older teams there. But, man, they look good. As far as, you know, what you can get out of that trip, I think we got it. I don't know that we've identified, like Justin said, that true dominant big man yet. Might be Caleb, though, man. He's coming on. Looking good for a guy that just joined the team, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If just joined the, how about that, Roger? A little breakdown by two country music artists breaking down that basketball team. Like a boss.
Let me tell you something. For Joe Nichols to go from Sir Mix-a-Lot to John Calipari in 10 minutes,
yes.
You're not getting that. That's on free radio.
You know, and the interesting thing, both Justin and Joe, Roger, you can think about that. You know, they got the kids, they got the families, they got their careers. But let me tell you what, they know every single player on that basketball team. Yeah. They know exactly everything about it, which I got to respect. That's why y'all are doing. This show, because you know.
Thank your sponsors.
Right. Just getting ready. Do you want to thank Power Struck Parts and Services in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers for sponsoring Joe each week. If you got any truck problems, heavy duty truck problems, they will take care of you over at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Yeah, you make the point. You know how athletic we looked, and you mentioned Murnin didn't even play. He walks out there at 7 foot and, you know, flying all over the place.
Possibly the best player on the team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you throw him in there with what you've already saw. There was one move by Jordan Smith where he takes him a little, does a little, you know, juke and goes to the basket, explodes, dunks, and hangs on the rim a little bit. Looked like, you know, a Jordan type. Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's like, wow.
His shot, it's funny you mentioned Jordan. Michael Jordan, because I kept telling myself, I'm like, don't get ahead of yourself, and he's not Michael Jordan, but does he not, his game kind of looks like Michael Jordan's, and even the pull-up, his form on his jump shot even is very similar. He's just, you know, 4 or 5 inches shorter, but he reminds me of the way he moves, and I don't know. Just a thought.
I see. I couldn't agree more, man. I'm impressed by his arm, his reach. That took away his size deficient. You know, the What is he, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, I think he's 6'2".
His reach made way up for that. Dude, he was blocking some shots that were insane. Getting up for that rim, that's really great. That's really, really great athleticism, man. I couldn't agree with you more about the way it looks. He's wearing 23. You know, if he can just get that jumper to be consistent, you know, at the three, that guy's going to be unstoppable.
Yeah. Well, it was a fun treat to be able to just to watch these guys. You know, obviously we won't see them again in that kind of format until, I guess, October or sometime. But, you know, Cal does his thing. Of course, you got John Wall showing up and Herschel Walker showing up. And Cal always brings the stars around. So that was a fun little thing to have during the summertime. And, you know, we make the transition to football. And but we do have that to look forward to. It's gonna be fun. They're going to be fun to watch, man. There's no question about that. They're so darn athletic. And, you know, Sean Andrews' son, you know, he's a good-looking kid. Again, he's 18 years old. You know, that's crazy. These are all youngsters. Yeah. And it's fun. It's, you have to sort of pinch yourself to go, man, is this like crazy? This is us. This is Arkansas. We're the number one recruiting class in America.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Which is great. But we
thank you, John Tyson. Yeah. Thank you so much, John Tyson. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yes.
Well, Joe, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you. And we'll Joe, Roger.
No, I was just going to ask, you know, how do you feel the song's getting?
C'est la vie.
Song. Yeah, how do you think it's getting talked about, Joe?
Brother, we've had about as good a launch as you could ask for. We had a number one most added song a couple of weeks ago, and this past week we were number two most added behind, I think, was Morgan Wallen. That's a pretty good start, man. We're seeing some good streaming, and that's always helpful at radio. So all the markers that you want, that you can tell early on, they look good. That's really promising. So never can tell. Awesome. Early, but so far so good.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, congrats, buddy. Yeah, good job on that. Yeah. Have a good one, buddy. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week,
Joe.
Yeah.
See you, bud.
I appreciate you guys. Go home.